Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the last day of April. Yes, it's April 30th, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening for you, and we've got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, come on, face it. We're all doing it. We're all on Facebook. And seriously, if you're not on Facebook, you're definitely in the minority right now. During this pandemic, Facebook usage has soared. So much, in fact, Facebook is reporting about 1.73 billion daily users. Mind you, however, though, this is a bit of a disclaimer. It is actually through all of Facebook apps. Yes, their family of apps, including Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, plus Facebook. So yeah, things are pretty good for Facebook right now. As far as people using it, revenue, on the other hand, though, that's a different story. As you probably guessed, Facebook did make their little quarterly announcements yesterday, saying that, yes, usage is up and advertising is down, both because of COVID-19, stating that their business has been impacted by the pandemic, and like all companies, we are facing a period of unprecedented uncertainty in our business outlook. Though Mr. Zuckerberg did make it clear with the investors on their phone call, Facebook had no intention of pulling back on the amount it is investing in its platform despite the slowing revenue growth. More delays, this time from Ford. Where were you expecting a cell phone? Well, yeah, they're delayed too, but so are self-driving taxis. Again, it's quarterly earnings time for a lot of companies, and Ford revealed that its autonomous vehicle services have now been delayed from 2021 to 2022, saying they needed to evaluate the effect of COVID-19 on customer behavior and potentially change its strategy. Ford also said they want to offer future users peace of mind, knowing that they and their packages also would be safe. Meaning it's a bit of going back to the drawing board for these autonomous taxis. Sure, maybe there's no driver, but you don't know if the people that were in it before you might have been carrying something other than their packages. Ford did say, though, they promised the $2.6 billion investment in Argo AI. That's the company, by the way, developing Ford's self-driving platform, is still moving forward. And all the partners behind the technology, yep, still on board. Are you feeling a little 90s nostalgia running through your veins right now? Thinking, dang, I'd really like to have that ThinkPad keyboard back. Well, Lenovo's here to rescue you. Yep, that ThinkPad iconic keyboard that we know and love for so, so long now has a standalone accessory. It's called the ThinkPad TrackPoint 2 keyboard, though this time you'll be using Bluetooth or wireless nano USB. Man, you can also connect this keyboard to two devices at the very same time. What's even better, you can actually go 2 months without plugging the thing in. Plus, when you have to every 2 months, it's actually only going to take about 15 minutes to charge that sucker up. Now, I'm sure some of you out there are thinking, okay, I may be on an Apple product right now, but surely this will work with that, right? Nope. No, Lenovo will not be catering to those that use iOS but love this keyboard. It is, as of now, only compatible with Windows and Android 9. As far as about how much it'll be setting you back in your wallet, yeah, about $99. And finally, who the hell likes to mow the lawn? Raise your hand. Didn't raise your hand, did you? Neither did I. That's why this is going to be a damn big disappointment. You know, the company iRobot? You know, they make vacuums and all that sort of stuff. Well, they were going to take on your lawn next. Unfortunately, that robotic lawnmower? Yeah, it isn't going to happen now. Again, COVID-19 has reared its head in and said, nope, this project is not going to push through because of this. Now, those of you remember the iRobot Terra, yeah, that's what it was called. It was actually unveiled early last year. And what it did is it allowed you to mark parameters with wireless beacons around your yard so it could just go out and do its thing. You wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. It was actually going to launch in Germany and the US sometime in the next couple of months. But due to its price, yeah, which would be about $5,500, and also probably because of the financial strain in the world right now, they've decided to shelve this project. And unfortunately, we don't know when or even if it will return. So unfortunately for us lazy people out there, like myself, yep, we're going to have to lug out the old lawnmower once again and start pushing the damn thing around this summer. got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there and support the news show over there. We do need your donations to keep this show going. So if you love what we do here, your generosity would be greatly appreciated. Head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show on the air. Find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, on Twitter as well at British Tech. And the BTN community is having so much fun over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to join in. So do it now at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.